All I got to say is you just better, if you're wearing a hat, you're going to want to hold on to it because we've got Code Red. Well, at least one member thereof, John Morris, he's armed with a guitar. He'll be with us in just a moment here at KVMR. Sounding very Hendrixian, I guess, maybe that could be potentially be a word. Do you think that's a word, John Morris?
I think we can use that.
Okay. John is the founder of Code Red, a group from down in Sacramento that has got themselves out an album with the likes of Frank Hannon of Tesla on it, Jeff Watson of Night Ranger, produced by Ronnie Montrose. You've got pedigree all over this thing, John.
Yeah, we get a lot of cameos, as they like to say, on this, and it's just some friends of mine just wanting to help me out on the the CD that we put together.
Well, first of all, we should also mention you're going to be at Cooper's. The band's going to be at Cooper's this weekend.
Yes, we are Saturday night. We're just going to be ripping it up, doing some tunes off the album, and doing our little tribute to Jimi Hendrix.
Indeed, and that's what a lot of this album certainly has its roots right in the sounds of Jimi Hendrix. What made you want to go after Jimi Hendrix?
Well, he was one of my major influences when I was growing up. I mean, that first album just floored me. I mean, it was just incredible, the sounds and the tones, and he was using effects when everybody else was just plugging their guitars in, and he was searching, for new tones and everything. That was just incredible.
And this was back when by today's standards, electric guitars were, rudimentary. It'd be almost like hitting two sticks together.
yeah, we're talking, the distortion was a new thing back then. Wow. Let's turn it up and it distorts, and he was just using flanges and choruses. He was just, coming up with things in the studio that he'd never come up with before.
Well, you want to give us an example of, since you've actually brought a real axe with you? And
yes.
And you haven't threatened to to decapitate me with it or anything, because it's an axe like a guitar. I was using one of the in terms there. See, yeah, right.
I got it.
Okay. Oh boy. Anyway, so what you want to play a little something for us here and.
Well, he was doing some scream. He had a little vibrato, and he was just working that vibrato way down, and people were just using it to make it kind of country sounds with it before, but he was using freeform, machine guns and tanks then.
Thank you. Whoa. The good thing that we have a fire extinguisher nearby.
Yeah, it worked fine over here, and it's all out, and everything's okay.
Yeah, the smoke, I'll tell you. This is, of course, how did you learn how to play those Hendrix notes? I mean, did you watch him, listen to him, a guitar teacher?
Well, actually, I did go to see him. He played twice in Sacramento in 1969. He played at Memorial, and then he played in 1970 at Cal Expo, where the term the 5 mile sound came from. You could hear Jimi Hendrix 5 miles away. But I was up close and personal on that one.
And I suspect some people who lived 4.5 miles away didn't want to hear Jimi Hendrix.
That's very true.
He did not quite meet their Perry Como standards or something.
Yeah, I remember the next day it was in the paper. They go, Hendrix concert, you know, heard from up to 5 miles away, you know.
And that wasn't bad, because that was before they actually really, really developed a big sound.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. He had 3 full stack Marshalls. They were all mic'd, and it was very loud. I think wax was coming out of my ears there up in front of the stage.
Our guest is John Morris. He's the guitarist and leader of a group called Code Red, a Sacramento-based group that's going to be up at Cooper's this Saturday night. They also play around regularly down at Newcastle.
Yes, we play at Constable Jack's, a great club down there. We play there every 2 or 3 months. I jump in there to help out. Like, I'm going to help out on the Elvin Bishop show December the 5th, I believe, and you know, whatever they need. Tim's just a great guy, and I like helping him out.
And you're also a guitar teacher.
Yes, I am. I teach guitar, and I have a recording studio in Loomis Tanglewood Studios, and we've had some pretty incredible guys in there. We just had Mike Pender from the Moody Blues. We have a guitar player coming in next month from Huey Lewis.
And then you're looking for the next, Jimi Hendrix among your students, perhaps.
That I am, and there's some good ones out there. One of my students is really ripping it up right now, and he's only in the 9th grade.
Uh-oh, that could be dangerous.
Yes.
What else can you do with this guitar? Anything we can hear here?
Well, I could do a lot of different things. We could do a little bit of, you know, some Hendrix tunes here. I was doing, let me see if I can get some tunes up here. Jimmy did some pretty things, too, and he really did a lot of clean, beautiful guitar stuff as well. That was Little Wing that many, many people, you know, Sting have covered that tune, Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's a real pretty song.
Well, that's also a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, too, is that that he was a great songwriter in the sense that his songs can be copied and taken to in many different directions, mm-hmm. mellow and not so mellow by artists.
His music, not only does his music stand up, but even the way he recorded, if you listen to some of it, it just still sounds great. The mix was incredible. And they did a lot of that stuff at Electric Land, Ladyland in New York with, I think his name, Kramer was his name, was the producer on that.
Now, when a Code Red show like you're doing this Saturday over at Cooper's, mm-hmm. here in downtown Nevada City, do you do some Hendrix? Is it mostly Hendrix influenced, or do you do other stuff as well?
Well, we do a lot of our original tunes off of, you know, we got a couple albums out, and then we just basically cut loose. There's a lot of material there for Jimi Hendrix, and they're always letting you know what they want to hear, because there's a lot of Hendrix fans out there. Even, you know, we still get, you know, the young 20-somethings are still coming in. They're still getting touched by Jimmy's music.
But you're not just a Hendrix tribute band in the sense that you play, you know, like you said, your own original songs, mm-hmm. which may be influenced by him, but aren't, it isn't, and you're not, I'm going to guess that you guys don't dress up in the same style and try mm-hmm. to look, you know, like a, you know, like the tribute acts.
No. We have our own look. It's, you know, who we are. And it's really neat that, you know, up until, you know, we've been doing this for about 3 years, you know, that nobody, I finally had some guy come up and say, hey, you ought to dress like Hendrix. And I go, well, you know, we're doing a tribute to his music. You know, we're not trying to be an act. We just love his music. There's our own influences and who we are, affect, you know, the sound of it, as, you know, a lot of different people. Even Prince did, you know, Red House. He called it Purple House, though. But he put his own little bit in there on uh-huh. that song, you know.
Well, let's see, the other folks in the band are?
We have Reggie Red. That's where part of the Red, you know, Code Red comes from, who's our vocalist. And we have Steve Marsh on drums, Juan Ortiz, who's got a great little basses, acoustic and electric shop. He's on bass. And Ron Alford, our percussionist extraordinaire, and he's just getting on the congas and anything else he can find that could get a percussive sound out of it.
All right. And again, and you're John Morris, and again, you'll be over at Cooper's this coming Saturday. But if folks want to keep in touch with you, there's also a website.
Yes, it's www.codered, just CODERED, .WS, which is website, which is a little unusual, but we're a little unusual.
So that's codered.ws.
Yes, that's
as
right.
In website. So a way to keep in touch and also to hear some of your material. And
yes, you can get on. We got some MP3s on there you could check out, and just a lot of cool news about the band and everything else.
Yes, it's funny. Can you imagine if you would have a band leader probably even 10 years ago saying, yeah, we got some MP3s there.
Yeah, it's come a long way.
People look at you and go, what is YouTube? What MP3? What is that?
It's how about an 8-track?
Yeah. Heading toward that. Well, of course, yeah, I guess Mr. Hendrix's material did appear on 8-tracks and were played in semis across the country for years and years. To keep mm-hmm. those truckers alive or awake and going at 3 in the morning.
I might have slammed an 8-track in my car stereo, too.
All right. Hey, we're running out of time, but what would be a good song off the album that we could let folks just to give you more of a taste of what Code Red is like and let them know a little bit more?
We got a little song that I wrote that, it's called Take a Look Around, and it goes like this. Oh, take a look around, what do you see? Oh, strange faces in a strange land. These crazy people gotta hold on me. Don't give them up, don't let them get you down. All stuck in traffic on a one-way street. We're trying to build a better land. Got no money and no place to eat. Don't give them up, don't let them get you down. It's off the CD.
All right, and CD I didn't check. It has a title, or is it just Code Red?
Just Code Red.
Code Red. The Code Red. The CD.
You can get it on our website, and I believe it's in Cherry Records up in Auburn as
right.
well.
Okay, and of course throughout the Sacramento area where we have lots of listeners as well.
Yes.
Thanks to, by the way, Music in the Mountains presenting the Designs for Living Home Tour on Saturday and Sunday, October 4th and 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Tickets are available at 530-265-6124, 800-218-2188, or online at musicinthemountains.org. Thanks also to you, John, for coming in and joining us here today.
My pleasure.
And giving us a taste of Code Red. Making one of your first appearances. I know you were at Cooper's before. Now this is your second time up there, I believe. And
yes, it is.
And that'll be this coming Saturday night. They'll also be appearing a variety of other places over the coming months. So keep your eyes and certainly your ears. I know the Sacramento Bee picked out your song Lucy as their song, their single of the week not that long ago.
Yes, thank you.
And we're gonna give people a taste of the song Emotional. Before, as we head into south of the border, and we'll be making a slight transition from Jimi Hendrix style guitar to, well, we'll find out what Rukun Tata's got up for us on south of the border coming up next, right here at KVMR FM, Nevada City.